You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
And a very good Saturday morning. You're listening to Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Sports Institute, with your host, so you don't get mad, Casey Gistler and Stan Gravel.
Thank you very much, Joey D. We are live here. It's the Sports Corner presented by the Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gistler here. Stan Gravel is battling something right now that I battle every day of the week. During the work week, he caught a bridge. He is going to be here in the next couple of minutes or so. We've got a busy show coming your way. We're going to have a jam-packed 2 hours coming your way. In 15 minutes, we're going to go to Thibodeau, where we have Thibodeau football coach Chris Dugas going to be joining us on the line. In 30 minutes, we're going to have former Nicholls State University women's basketball player Cassidy Barrios on to talk about where she's going to be playing her professional basketball. So stay tuned to that. You're going to want to catch that interview. At 10:45, we're going to have HL Bourgeois football coach Ryan Fournier on the line. The Braves are going through the same thing that everybody's going through locally. They're piecing their way through the summer, trying to get ready for the upcoming season. Coach Fournier is going to tell us about that. Then in the second hour, we're going to talk some baseball. At 11 o'clock, we're going to have Coach Dave Constant of E.D. White. At 11:15, we're going to have Coach Mike Barba of South Terrebonne. But a reminder, we've got some big news here. You're listening to ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans. Kudos to everybody involved. We are now the flagship station for the New Orleans Pelicans. That's a big deal for us. It's a big deal for the Pelicans, and it's going to be wonderful to be able to cover those games here in the next season. That was a great thing, and a very exciting time here at ESPN 100.3.
I love it, man. I just love having the Pelicans on board with more excitement, I believe, I've seen since Roger Goodell got up and said, with the second pick in the draft, the Saints pick Reggie Bush. It's about the same excitement, if not more, right now, Casey.
No doubt about that. So that's exciting here in the studio. And we're going to be tracking very closely, and speaking of those New Orleans Pelicans, NBA free agency season starts in 30 hours or so, tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So that'll be interesting. The Pelicans have 30.
Got my phone ready.
The Pelicans have $30 million to spend. Curious to see how they retool their roster. They're some folks out there that are saying they're trying to get, you know, one of the frontline big free agent players. There are some folks that are trying to say, well, okay, well, they're going to split that money up into a couple of different players.
Breaking news.
Yeah, what we got?
Guess who crossed the bridge?
Yeah?
The one, the only. I did it for you, now I'm going to do it for him. Stan Gravois.
Mr. Gravois, how you doing, my friend?
Huffing and puffing.
You look tanned.
Let me tell you, I'm going to go on my soapbox here.
Okay.
So anybody who is from Houma, Louisiana can relate to this. Darn those Dulorge bridges. Oh, my God. I decided to take a new route, catching my breath, Casey, and got stuck at two bridges.
Two.
In Dulorge. Not one, two. You think you got it, and then the next one, you stuck.
A new route?
So I apologize. Should have left a whole lot earlier.
You ought to live down here. A new route is only one and?
Yeah, we only got two choices here.
And eight bridges.
Yeah, like this side to buy you and that side to buy you.
So, no, glad you made it safe, Stan, and hope you enjoyed your vacation.
I did.
You look well tanned, really buffed. What did you do?
No buff. Oh, well, I was pulling up the crab traps.
Oh, buff. Yeah. I didn't say buff. I said buff it.
Well, I got to tell you, I did hear coming in, which is really fun to hear the intro of the show, like when you're driving in and going, I'm supposed to be there. But I heard you guys talking about the Pelicans and being a flagship station. That was certainly exciting news to hear that. Congratulations to everybody here. And now I'm running around telling everybody, I work there a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so proud to be associated with it. So that's awesome.
Speaking of work for you, my friend, we talked about this last week. Vacation is wonderful. But when you get back, I'm sure you were very busy. So the Hall of Fame ceremony is now sort of in the past.
It is.
The calendar says, okay, June 29th. So by the time you report to work on Monday, we'll officially be in July. What does July look like for you, Mr. Gravois?
Quite honestly, from the standpoint of athletic trainers and taking care of kids in the schools, which is what we do with the Community Sports Institute, July is a good month. July is a month you kind of get to catch your breath just a little bit. You know, Swampland doesn't play in July. A lot of the 7-on-7 leagues are wrapping up in June. You have basketball that, and we talk to a lot of basketball coaches here who say July is that time we might get in the weight room a little bit, but we stop playing in the leagues. So it's a good time. That all being said, it's also the time that you kind of take care of things like concussion protocol, where you baseline test all of the kids. So it's never a month or a week or a day where it's totally off, but it is a little bit more relaxing during the month of June. Excuse me, July.
So let me ask you this. I know that high school football coaches, they like when they could bring their whole staff back. So I'm sure it's the same for you guys. Do you guys have the same athletic trainers this year as you did last year, or just a little bit of tweaks here or there? Or?
We do. We do. We're very fortunate, and we like that, you know, that we have that longevity with the guys that we have. They're very close to their schools. We actually offer them by seniority, which we think is fair. Listen, if this is a deal where you want to kind of maybe switch up schools, because Terrebonne Parish is unique in a situation where it's one healthcare center that supplies for all of the schools in Terrebonne Parish. They don't, and when I say they, the school systems, and I'll put an S on the back of that because it's not just the public school system. It's the Home of Thibodaux Diocese. It's the First Baptist Ministry. It's the Living Word Ministry. Again, seven high schools, actually eight with Messiah Montessori in Terrebonne Parish. We obviously pay for these guys to be in the schools. The school systems don't pay a dime. So we do offer seniority, like, do you guys want to switch up which school you go to? They take ownership of their school. They do not want to. When we have meetings, we have bi-monthly meetings where we go over protocol and such, they will actually get into debates about their school's better than your school. And a lot of these guys don't have any, I guess, some of them are not from Terrebonne Parish, so they don't have, you know, this loyalty to a high school.
They're not alums or anything.
Now they do. You know, as a matter of fact, we have one who's actually at South Terrebonne who is an alum of H.L. Bourgeois, but when it comes up at the meetings, he's ready to fight for South Terrebonne now, even though, you know, he went to H.L. Bourgeois. So they do take a lot of pride in their school. They feel like they're part of it, yet that's not where the paycheck comes from. So, you know, it's a little bit of a unique situation. Everybody does it different. Lafourche Parish does a great job. And when I say Lafourche Parish public school system actually pays for athletic trainers to be there. The difference is, and I'll say this out loud, and if any of my athletic trainers are listening out there, they're going to cringe when I say this. A lot of times when you're hired by a school system, you also have to teach in the morning. You have to do things.
Yeah.
Obviously, your employer is the school system. With us at Terrebonne General, the school system can't make them teach in the morning, can't make them do certain things. So it's a true partnership between the two of us, and it works really well. I know Thibodaux does that with some of the schools that they go out to. Obviously, Ochsner has tons of athletic trainers in the New Orleans area. Tulane Sports Medicine has tons of athletic trainers. So it's a different model for everybody. We think ours works very well. We're very lucky because Terrebonne Parish is just this little, well, it used to be oval shape, but now with coastal erosion, I'm not sure what it is anymore. That being said, you know, Houma's the hub right there in the middle, and we just kind of have tentacles that spread out throughout the parish.
Very good. And, you know, man, I tell you, I was driving home yesterday from work and seeing Terrebonne High School and then seeing a little bit of South Terrebonne High School. They're making some progress on those fields. We've been blessed with a fairly dry summer. There's no question they're going to be done well before football season now.
Yeah, the old word was that it was going to take 95 days of dry weather, and they've actually gotten that already since the start of all of this. For you folks who may have seen on social media, South Terrebonne actually has the carpet out.
Yeah.
So it's out there. It's laid out. Of course, there's all of the buttoning up to do around it and everything. Terrebonne, actually, I heard, was a little bit easier to do because the subsurface part of it at Terrebonne, at Tom B. Smith, was easier than the swamp at South Terrebonne.
Who knew?
Yeah, who knew, right? You call the place, it's a swamp, you're obviously going to have a few problems. And listen, that's where I went to high school. I could remember back in the day, there were pipes that went across that field. Of course, way back then, it was just a practice field that would bust, and the entire South Terrebonne football practice field was underwater because the pipes were running to the baseball field right behind second base. There used to be a little faucet at South Terrebonne, for those of you who know anything about the facilities there, and it would bust all the time. So these guys had to go in and pull all of that stuff out and make sure that everything was the right way for drainage. I hear the drainage, instead of going back towards the quote-unquote swamp, it went towards the school. So they had to redirect all of that. So I'm sure it was a little bit of a problem. Nonetheless, it's going to be beautiful. It is that dark 5 yards and then the light five yards and then the dark 5 yards and then the light 5 yards. So that's kind of cool also.
The kids are going to really, really enjoy being on that. And I know that the coaches are going to, you know, that Wednesday thunderstorm, they're not going to have to sweat that out. They could clear a little space on their phone. They're not going to need so many weather apps this coming fall.
You know, I don't know if you realize this summer, Casey, because I started to, I never understood when say the guys at whether it be Thibodaux High School or South Terrebonne or H.L. Bourgeois were like, man, Terrebonne High has got a turf baseball field. What an advantage. And I was like, it's just an infield, guys. No sweat. Well, this summer, I realized when nobody else was playing Swampland on a given night, Terrebonne was getting their games in.
Yeah.
And I was going, well, boy, man, Coach Gatlin's doing a great. And, oh, that's right, they got a turf field. It could rain until, you know, 2 yep. o'clock, and you could still play the game at 4 o'clock. So this is what's going to happen, I think, sports-wise, with soccer and football in our area now.
I didn't even think about that. Soccer, when it gets, you know, really, really cold and chilly, we get a lot of those rains after cold fronts and everything like that. Those things will not be factors anymore. So it's kudos to everybody involved that's been, heck, I've championed and wrote about that for years and years. It's something that our area desperately needed.
You do realize that's what got it done, too. Because of y'all efforts of doing it that way, and, you know, there's the old cliche, the power of the media. In this instance, the power of the media certainly was a positive influence. And I sat at football games, and as an ex-coach, I say this as sincere as I possibly can, sitting in the press box after my coaching days, looking down going, oh, my goodness, somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, this is not – our lightning is going off and people are not doing it. Just the protocol of what we do now is so much better than what we did, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Remember watching on – I believe it was on HTV – the – highlights of the H.L. Bourgeois and East St. John game last year.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like 6-0 or 7-6, something like that. And the field looked like they were playing in a swimming pool that, you know, you had just kind of thrown some muddy water on top of. It was that bad. Like, you know, the kids didn't have any footing. The field was in ruins. And, you know, there had to be a better way. And fortunately, they found the better way.
A lot of people thought it was just when it rained on those fields and it was sloppy conditions. It was bad when it was dry. I mean, there were holes. I'll never forget H.L. Bourgeois was actually helping Randy Bokeh over at H.L. Bourgeois when he was there in the mid-2000s. And we had Dutchtown coming in, and Benny Saya said, I'm not playing on this field. Yeah. You know, I mean, this is like 2 hours before a state playoff game. And he says, I'm not playing. He says, there's rocks, there's holes, kids are going to get hurt. And I'll never forget, we got all of the kids in the line. It was actually sort of a really neat fellowship thing where all of the kids from Dutchtown and all of the kids from HL just kind of started walking around picking up rocks off the field. And, and we've come a long way, and it's going to be beautiful this year. No complaints from any of the coaches. I will say that. It's time for us all to shut up. Terrebonne sure. Parish school system did what they said they were going to do. They got it done. It's time to play ball.
And now it's going to be the rarity of when a local team has to actually play on grass. Maybe when they take that road game to Vanderbilt, maybe. But very few games now that we're going to see locally are going to be on natural grass.
I've said this 10 years from now, 5 years from now, maybe even less than that, people are going to want to go to Vanderbilt Catholic, or they're going to want to go to Homer Christian, because they're going to be like, grass, yes, you know, it's going to flip. Plus, I will say this, if you have the means to keep up your turf field, a.k.a. Tiger Stadium, mm-hmm. and, you know, obviously they have all the resources in the world. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I would prefer to play on grass, but it's just a little unrealistic on the high school level with all of the sports we have now and all of the usage it gets.
No doubt about it. You're listening to the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans. After this commercial break, we're going to go to Thibodaux, where we're going to have Chris Dugas on the line to talk about his Tigers.
cars are coming, their sails are in sight.
Since 1948, 71 years, Alario Brothers has been in the commercial fishing and shrimping supply business, stocking a large selection of 12-volt electrical and hydraulic single and double drum winches, hydraulic motors with brakes, beltless clutches, and pumps with brackets, hydraulic stainless steel skimmer winches, hydraulic valves, super winches, and hydraulic steering for up to 65-foot boats. They have a huge assortment of crab traps and crab trap wire, stocking nylon, plastic, and nautilus webbing. You heard about that new webbing, Platina and Nautilus Dyneema. Alario Brothers has some of that too. Alario Brothers stocks shark tail netting. It's reinforced with stainless steel wire. They stock four different sizes of galvanized stabilizers. Also a large variety of fiberglass cloth, including resin, gel coat, and supplies. Lost an anchor? They've got anchors in stock from 5 pounds to 100 pounds. Visit Alario Brothers before the season starts. Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego. Call 504-341-1843. Visit their website, alariobrothers.com.
It's the Bigger Things sales event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come and get a great deal on Ram today. See all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return to play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Si, very intrigued by the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
We will get to a story about police investigating near here an underground tunnel discovered below a street that would possibly lead to a bank. They found me?
I gotta go to... Got to make a call.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learned even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
The flagship station of the Colonel Sports Radio Network, ESPN New Orleans.
And welcome back to the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair here, Stan Gravois across the way, Joey D to our left. On the phone lines, we go to Thibodeau High School football coach Chris Dugas. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Good, man. We were just talking about how sort of the calm before the storm here, the 7-on-7 leagues are somewhat wrapping up. You guys are probably in the weight room and all that good stuff. Tell me what July is like being the Thibodeau High School football coach.
Well, you're getting ready to prep for the season coming up. Practice is going to be starting at the end of July when you start going with, you know, more helmets and no pad stuff, trying to get them in condition for the padded practices coming up in August. And, you know, you're kind of wrapping up your the off-season weight training. Like I tell the kids, we're about halfway through. I think we got 15 or so workouts left. So, you know, you're just trying to wrap that stuff up and put on the final coats of paint before you start that season. You know, before you know it, it'll be Jamboree in week one.
Assess the summer a little bit, Chris. A good summer for you guys to this point. I realize there's still a month left to all of this before you officially report, but you feel like things have been progressing pretty well?
Weight room's been going good. I feel like we're getting stronger than we've been in the last couple of years. It's been real intense in the weight room. The kids, you know, have some lofty goals, and they're trying to take care of business in the weight room, and we got some leaders stepping up in there, some senior kids, so weight room's been good. We did the little 7-on-7 league at Edie White every Wednesday night. That went really well. Matter of fact, we participated in a little 7-on-7 tournament yesterday at New Iberia, and we were in the finals against Westgate, and they called it because of lightning. So we were getting ready to start that game, so we ended up co-champs of that tournament yesterday. And so, you know, that part of it's been going good, 7-on-7 part, along with the weight room. So, you know, we're excited about where we're headed.
So young last year for a 5A team, and you know, the best part about youth is that it turns into experience the next season. So are you kind of seeing, hey, these guys have been through it now and they're a little bit more ready for the grind?
Absolutely. You know, I look at the team we had last year, and a lot of those guys cut their teeth as sophomores and juniors. You know, basically the team you saw last year is the team we have coming back this year. We really lost no one of any significance, you know, at any position. You know, we have all our position guys coming back. The main guy we lost last year was our all-district punter, Kevin Petrie. You know, he's a real good punter, but, I mean, he punted way too much last year, and I'm hoping we don't have to do that this year. You know, there was some games that I thought his leg was going to fall off, but, you know, this year I think, you know, we got a good young kicker coming up that was our place kicker last year that's going to do the punt duties, Peyton Domain. Matter of fact, I coached his older brother, Ryan Domain, at Terrebonne. You know, it's a long line of kickers in that family. So we've got a good young kicker that's going to be a senior, and, I mean, we're excited about him. So I don't think there's going to be much of a drop-off in the special teams aspect. You know, with all those position guys coming back, we like where we're at right now. And, you know, those guys are hungry to kind of improve that. I mean, a 3-7 year for us last year is not typical of what we're used to at Thibodeau. And, you know, we played a tough schedule, but that's no excuse. And, you know, those guys have some goals. And in place, you know, goal number one is to be a playoff team. And, you know, everybody, of course, in the district wants to win a district championship. But we definitely want to be in that top 32 at the end of the year, and hopefully in a home situation, you know, because that always puts you in a better position to advance, you know, when you get to that juncture of the season, you know. And like I tell people all the time, you know, there's a lot of times where, you know, a team doesn't win a district championship, but they're able to advance pretty far in the playoffs. You know, you look at Terrebonne last year, they came up, you know, short with Destrehan, and you know, as far as district championship goes, but we're able to advance to, you know, the Thanksgiving weekend. When you're playing that week, you know, anything can happen. You know, you get the right chemistry, and the team's hot. You know, you can, you know, pull off something and maybe end up, you know, playing in the semis or getting that shot at the dome. And, you know, Terrebonne was the perfect example of that last year, not winning the district championship, but advancing, you know, to that top 8 round last year.
You mentioned the Domain kid, so 6 degrees of separation. I'm going to make Casey really happy from a Cowboys standpoint. The Domain family related to Richie Cunningham, who was a terrific kicker for the Dallas Cowboys from Terrebonne High, the best high school kicker I saw in this area. Speaking of that, kids who go on and do well, you guys have to be extremely proud. Obviously, Amik Robinson is a stud over at Louisiana Tech, and he's going to be playing in the league one day. And you just go back in the history of Thibodeau High, one after the other, back to Trevon and then Greg Williams, and then, you know, all the way back to Eric Andelsek, and even before that. That being said, there's another kid that I saw just recently is going to be playing at Tech along with Amik that you had a couple of years ago. And Chris, forgive me, I can't remember his name. I think he's
Mitchell.
The big kid.
DeMarcus Mitchell. Yeah.
Give us a little rundown on him and what he brings maybe to Louisiana Tech in the future.
Well, I mean, we got DeMarcus. He came in, he had to sit a year. He was a transfer from Central Catholic, and he ended up playing for us as a senior. And, I mean, he was just our best athlete, so he was our quarterback. But, you know, we got to a certain point of the year where we were trying to win some games and get in the playoffs. And, I mean, we kind of put him on the defensive side of the ball along with playing quarterback. And basically he went off on a coin toss and never came off the field after that. And I think a lot of those, you know, the college recruiters saw something in him on the defensive side of the ball. And he was able to go on to Southwest Mississippi, had a great year last year, actually played offense last year in a triple option system. Well, they brought in a new defensive coordinator, Coach Cooper, over there, and he said, man, this guy can play for us on the defensive side. And, you know, the rest is kind of history. He had a great spring game over there playing inside linebacker. As a matter of fact, Coach Ozeroma, Coach McMahon over at LSU, you know, I think they're still actively recruiting him also. So, I mean, he's committed to Tech right now, but I think there's some bigger schools that are still actively recruiting DeMarcus. It's kind of a wait and see how he's going to do this year, because it's going to be really his first year playing the defensive side of the ball at Southwest, and he'll be a December graduate. So, I mean, he's that type of kid with, you know, with a 6'4 body. He's up to 265 now. I think when he played for us, he was around 220, 225. But he's, I mean, he's 265 solid. You know, he's that type of body that I think he's one of those guys that can get his name called one day and play on Sundays also.
Very good. And Coach, you've got some guys on your roster right now that are getting some college attention, especially your skill guys. Man, you guys have receivers and backs, and you got have a lot of depth to those positions. No, shout out some of those guys who are going to be scoring some touchdowns this fall.
Yeah, of course, Kyron Lacy. Kyron's a UL commit. You know, he's gotten a lot of attention in the offseason. You know, he's got that 6'3 frame, can really stretch the field, big catch radius. You know, we got Darwin Davis. Darwin's been getting some offers from some of the smaller schools. He grew a little bit. Darwin's about 6 foot tall now. He's probably our best pure route runner. Marquell Price does a great job of stretching the field. Another 6'2 kid, long kid. He's going to double a little bit and play some corner and receiver. Of course, Tyron Young. Tyron's our do-everything guy. Tyron's just the guy. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, a basketball guy, got a state championship ring on the basketball team this year. And, you know, he's played everything for us. We're hoping he can finally play free safety for us and also play a double a little bit at receiver, because Luke is back now, Luke Alamo. Matter of fact, Luke won the MVP yesterday at the 7-on-7 tournament we went to. Had a great day. He's off of the ACL now, and he's looking better than ever. Ferrante Miller's back at running back, along with Ramon Thompson. I mean, we got a lot of guys in there that can stretch the field and score some points for us.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for the time, my friend. You guys enjoy the rest of your summer, okay?
All right, man. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Chris. That is Thibodeau football coach Chris Duga. And Stan, I've been telling people all summer long who have been asking me who are some sleeper teams, some teams that can make that next leap. I think these are the guys right here. Coach Duga talked about it. They didn't really lose very much. They weren't that far away last year from contention. They would just kind of lose steam at the end of games. They're not going to lose steam this year. They're going to finish and play the full 48.
As he was running down those names, I was going, oh, yeah, that guy's back. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think last year he was, I don't want to say undecided, but early on they thought Young might be the quarterback, and then it became a situation where it was two guys, and then it became where, you know, Alamo and these guys. I think this year there's not that problem. They know who's who and who's stepping up. And if he mentioned that Alamo was the most valuable player in that 7-on-7 yesterday, watch out, folks, because I got to tell you, I know. Listen, for the last couple of years we've been talking about Terrebonne High and these athletes, and they have them. I'm not discrediting that at all. But Thibodeau, year in and year out, when they're going to get it together, everybody better watch out, because they have it. Now, I still go back to line play, and obviously we didn't talk a lot about his line play, but I think it's going to be that combination of who's got all of these athletes, your Hornvilles, Destrehans, Thibodeaus, Terrebonnes, maybe even Central this year, because sure. Look, don't count out Jenkins and all of those guys. That being said, it's going to be who's got the line play. And unfortunately, in the Bayou region, if you're a Bayou region fan, we still haven't caught up with maybe the Destrehan and the Hornvilles in that area.
I would hope, and you know, nothing against those guys, but Destrehan sent off like 6 or 7 guys to the next level. Maybe this would be a year to go get them, but every time you say that, they go 10-0 again.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I do think the gap has closed a whole lot. And what I did, I think it was Wednesday of this week, had a little free time, and I was sitting at the computer, and I said, let me make a comprehensive schedule of all of the teams from the Bayou region, including Hornville, East St. John, Destrehan. I think I threw in, like, Hanson, Donaldsonville, East Ascension in there. Just kind of, you know, our area, mm-hmm. so to speak. And when I was going to it, I did notice, I don't think Hornville and Destrehan are playing the difficult schedule that they have in the past non-district. I mean, it used to be, like, yeah. One after the other.
the teams that are starting to do it a little bit, listen, Terrebonne's got Brother Martin and Jesuit on their schedule, you know, so I'm going, wow, Thibodeau, Chris has never shied away from anybody. So that being said, I think maybe Hornville and Destrehan are going, you know what? I guess it all, in a nutshell, I don't think the discrepancy between the Hornville Destrehans and the Thibodeau Terrebonnes is what it was. I do think, and we're going to talk to Ryan a little bit later, you know, HL still got to get to that winning attitude, so to speak. Central Lafourche is on the way there, so we'll see. And listen, nobody wants to play East St. John.
No, you know,
nobody wants to play East St. John. So all that being said, I think it's going to be a fun 5A district in our area.
We saw East St. John in Week 10 last year on here on ESPN 100.3, and the thing that was the most striking about them was, in years past, you know, they were talented, they had size, they had speed, they were kind of undisciplined, right? You could maybe some kind of ways scheme to get them out of position. They were extremely well coached last year.
And listen, it gets even better. Coach Dotrieve's going help again. So Coach Dotrieve actually had all cylinders clicking at East St. John as a head coach. And you know, a lot of people are saying, well, Coach Dotrieve, he's getting up there and stuff. He's still a really good mind in football. He's going to be associated with that program. So, yeah, I wouldn't look past those guys at all. We mentioned the wet field at Tom B. Smith when H.L. Bourgeois took on East St. John last year. It was a horrible field. I think everybody will attest to that. But when you do talk to Ryan Fournier a little bit, he says, yeah, it was a horrible field with a gleam in his eye. You know, because he realizes that, you know, on a fast track, East St. John, maybe even more than Destrehan, Hornville, Terrebonne, Thibodeau, on a fast track, when you just put all the athletes out there, they're a tough one to knock out.
So we've already gone to Thibodeau. Now let's take a trip somewhat indirectly to Bulgaria, as we're going to have Cassidy Barrios on. She's going to talk about her decision to sign professional basketball. Folks, she's not in Bulgaria yet, but she's going to be in the next couple of weeks. You're listening to the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' 5 locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa know-how.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Edery favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodeau Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodeau Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodeau.com.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information, anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Follow us on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA.
Joey D's letting it play a little bit. He wants to rock out here this morning. We can't blame him. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair and Stan Gravois here. After the show, we're going to be going to London. And what I mean by that is the New York Yankees are playing the Boston Red Sox in London.
Oh, who?
The New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox.
I figured.
Tomorrow at 8:30 a.m., you could also hear the Yankees and the Red Sox live from London. And then at 5:30 p.m., my Atlanta Braves will be taking on the New York Mets. So,
Atlanta Braves.
Hey now, Joe, relax, man.
Well, look, we're going from London to where?
To Bulgaria, in a sense, as we have Cassidy Barrios on the phone lines. Cassidy, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing just fine. We understand you have made a big decision here in the last week or so. Give us a rundown of how that all came about.
Well, my agent just kept telling me to stay patient, that, you know, an offer was going to come. I was always told, you know, don't just hop on the first offer so quick, you know, fill out your options. But he told me that I had an offer from Bulgaria at around 6 p.m. on a Monday, and then 11 a.m. the next day he needed an answer from me. So I was kind of stressing out because everybody was like, don't just take the first offer. But, you know, he really told me that was a great first offer, that I really shouldn't pass it up, that this would be something that I would miss out on, you know, if I let it go. So, you know, I really tried to stall some time, tried to talk to a lot of people and, you know, see what they thought about it. And I eventually took it that day. So it was a very stressful 24 hours, but, you know, I'm glad I made the decision to accept the offer, and I can't wait to get out there.
So, Cassidy, he told you to stay patient, but choose now, right?
Yes, basically. I was all over the place. I didn't know what to do.
Listen, I went read. I actually saw the release from Nichols at first. And then just knowing people like Gibby Talbot that, you know, Casey and I know, I kind of bookmarked the site in Finland for him. So I obviously went to the site for the WABA, which is what you're going to be playing in. And it sounds like it's teams from around Serbia and Slovenia and obviously Bulgaria. But it does sound like the team you're going to is very successful, is a really good good organization.
Right. They actually won their first title this past year in 2019. So, you know, they're definitely on the rise. So I'm excited to join them. And also, like you said, I will be playing in different countries. So that's a main reason why I chose to accept this offer is, it will get me more exposure to other teams out there. You know, I'm not just going to be playing in Bulgaria. I'll be traveling, you know, across those countries, getting me more exposure, you know, playing around the world. So that'll definitely help me. And they're definitely a great team, so that'll definitely help too. So I'm excited.
If we pull up your laptop or your iPad, I'm sure you have done thousands of searches into Bulgaria here in the last couple of weeks or so.
Sir.
So let me ask you, what is the most random thing that you found out about your new country here that you didn't otherwise know before?
I don't know if it was random, but, like, I didn't realize that I'll be living in mountains. You know, I've definitely lived on flat land my entire life, and I've visited mountains, like, maybe a couple of times. But, you know, I was told that I'll be living at the bottom of a mountain, that I actually won't be in, like, the treacherous cold of Bulgaria, because that's also going to be a big different adjustment for me, is living in the cold. But, you know, I'm at the bottom of a mountain, so that'll be a different experience for me. And, you know, just the language, I tried to look up the language, but I can't even tell you how to pronounce any of the words. So that'll definitely be an adjustment for me as well.
That's a great transition, because I'm looking actually right now at the site, and it looks like there's 10 teams who participate in this league, and I can't say one of them. So,
oh, yes, sir. I couldn't even. I was pronouncing my team name wrong. So
what is
badly.
It? What is it?
Okay, I am bad at, like, other languages, but I was pronouncing it Bayro. Apparently, it's like Federo or something. It's something with an F. It starts with a B, but you say it with an F. and then you have to roll your tongue, which I can't do. So hopefully, hopefully nobody asks me what team I'm playing on when I'm down there. It'll be embarrassing.
One piece of advice, Cassidy, and I'm telling you this because of something that Randy Brown told me, is that don't think that your winter clothes here are going to suffice, because you're going to need winter clothes that suffices over there. It's a different kind of cold.
Oh, yeah. All I have is T-shirts and shorts, so I'll definitely have to buy some new clothes.
And in terms of, you were talking about this with me a little bit earlier in the week. At Nichols, you played every position. You did a little bit of everything. When you needed to play the post, you played the post. When you needed to be a guard or a wing, you were a guard or a wing. Here at the professional level, though, from what you were telling me, you're kind of honed in on you'd like to be a guard now. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I would definitely like to be a guard position. You know, that was mainly my main spot my entire life. Is, you know, one, I could play one through four just anywhere. If I'm at the four, hopefully they'll put me as like a stretch four, so I'll be at the wing and I'll be able to create more off the bounce, which is what I'm more comfortable doing. But you know, any position that they want me to play, I'll definitely play it, but hopefully it is that guard spot.
And you may not know the answer to this, but I know there are leagues out there that if you're playing, and not necessarily just basketball, but if you're playing in another country, there is a limit as to how many Americans, how many this. Do you know if there's any other Americans that are going to be on that roster with you?
Yes, sir. There's one more American. I'm actually going to be living with her as well. You know, we'll be sharing an apartment, a car, all that type of stuff. So that definitely gives me a relief that somebody else will be with me that I'll be able to understand and, you know, relate to. She's also like 27, 28, so she has a lot of experience, you know, playing overseas, which is great. She'll be a great mentor for me, you know, help me around and, you know, just help me through the process. So that's definitely something that I'm looking forward to having, is another American by my side on the team.
If I were moving to another country, the first thing I would research is what type of food do they have there. What do you know about Bulgarian cuisine, Cassidy?
Okay, I was told that I would like the food over there, even though they have no idea, like, what type of food I like. But I Googled it, and it doesn't look bad. It looks like chicken and vegetables, which is something I definitely eat. So I'm excited to try new foods over there, you know, see what they actually do eat, see the Bulgarian food. But I've heard it's pretty good, that I won't be disappointed in it.
I would encourage everybody out there. It's the WABA, but if you just put that, you'll probably get a lot of things that come across. But if you put Bulgaria on there, bookmark it, because they have a great little article on you there that you're signing with that team, and they talk about Nichols State. Of course, it's the most broken English in writing that I've ever read, because it's like they don't use a lot of these and a's and stuff like that, but nonetheless, it's certainly something we'll have, you know, bookmarked, and we wish you the best of luck out there.
Well, I appreciate everything. I'm excited, and I'm excited for everybody to support me over there, and I'll definitely do my best to hopefully make it back to the States one day.
When you were sitting at that table and you were had that ink pen in your hand and you were finally signing that paper, what was going through your mind?
A lot. You know, I was with my coaches when I did it. You know, they were, you know, had all the cameras around me and taking pictures. But, you know, it's definitely me signing to start my new life, my new journey. And I'm just excited to experience the, you know, process and play the game that I love, traveling the world, doing this as my job, which is something that, you know, everybody who plays basketball once hopes, dreams of doing, is playing basketball for their job. So it's definitely a great opportunity for me. And, you know, I can't wait to just get on the court again with my teammates.
Now, you're going to leave there, or leave for there, on September 1 or in thereabouts. So in the next couple of weeks that you have left here in the States, what are some fine-tuning that you're going to do to try to stay ready?
Definitely train every day. I'm definitely, you know, going to get in the weight room, get in the gym every day, you know, condition. You know, I want to have that part done with by the time I get over there. I don't want to go over there and try and retrain. I just want to go over there, you know, and play basketball, get my basketball handles right, and, you know, work on my shooting more. But I definitely want to have the conditioning and the weight part, you know, done over here, so I don't have to worry about that. So I'm definitely getting that done, and, you know, just, you know, getting shots up. I want to try and get an overseas ball. You know, I've been looking online to see if I could get that delivered to me so I could start practicing with that ball, because it is a different ball than what we use. But besides that, I'm just training every day, you know, staying ready, getting healthy, so hopefully be over there ready to play.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, because I see that actually the start date's around October 2nd and the season wraps up around March 4th, then going into the playoffs. It's kind of concurrent with what our basketball is here in the States, at least collegiately, maybe not the WNBA. But that being said, do you see that as an advantage? Because you're kind of still in that same routine, that same cycle.
Yes, sir. It's definitely an advantage to me. You know, everybody's asking me, like, how does it feel? How does it feel? I'm like, I just feel like I'm in the summer getting ready for season again. You know, it's the same process. Right now I'm on my own, and then I'll go around the same time that I would as college, you know, start practicing and stuff. So it's definitely in the same routine. I'm not getting out of anything. It feels the same. It doesn't feel any different. So that's definitely an advantage to me. It's just going to be the same process.
Well, Cassidy, I think I could speak for Stan and Joey both in wishing you the absolute best of luck, and congratulations. We're so happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
That was Cassidy Barrios joining us. We have no doubt she's going to go over there and do wonderful things. Great person, and she is going to represent our area very, very well overseas.
I would not be surprised to see her back here in America in the future. I do believe that, God, and I hate to say this from a negative viewpoint of her just playing at Nichols, you know,
right,
quote unquote, and maybe the WNBA not seeing her, but I'd have to believe they have people out there who know what they're doing and scouting and such. I just believe that she is the person who is going to go over there and just flip everybody on their ear, and we'll be hearing great things from her. I was actually thinking during that sometime in the fall, if we were to have her on the show, what time it would be in Bulgaria. So we'll try and figure that out going forward. But, yeah, listen, can't wish her more luck than we possibly could, and we hope everything goes well for her. Yeah. Sounds like, by the way, we talk about some of these leagues in Europe, and obviously this is just me reading. This league is the real deal. This league is a top-notch European league. Some of them are not quite as, I don't want to say competitive, but it's quite as tough. And for you folks out there, it's like, I'm wondering what the pay is. We don't know that. But I don't know. Cassidy sounds like she'd go play basketball. I don't want to say necessarily for free, but she certainly has a passion.
She loves to play.
She loves to play.
No doubt about that. And she's going to do very, very well. So we've had a football coach on, a basketball player on. We're going to shift back to football in the next segment as we go to Gray, and we're going to have HL Bourgeois football coach Ryan Fournier on the line. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. And heck, reminder, if you just caught the tail end of that Cassidy Barrios interview, you could catch it the next couple of days on ESPN1003.com. You're listening to ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans.
July savings start now at Greg LeBlanc Toyota with sizzling hot prices. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS Off-Road for just $32,990. Or buy a Greg LeBlanc Toyota 2018 Camry pre-owned for just $17,990. It's Greg LeBlanc Toyota's 4th of July savings event. Going on now through July 4th. Shop now at GregLeBlancToyota.com. Our new Express Store makes shopping online easier than ever. Tundra Model AM 239 MSRP 38449. 4,500 rebate, 959 discount. Camry pre-owned, stock number 290271A. Several to choose, plus DTNL.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medication. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Tracy Lawrence for the U.S. Air Force.
We all have tough choices we have to make. Life just works that way. I remember when I was getting ready to move to Nashville to pursue my dream. I packed my 10-year-old Toyota Corolla with 250,000 miles on it and hit the road. It was a tough choice, but the right one for me. If I decided to take what seemed like an easier road, I never would have achieved my dream. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
This is Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. There's history in the making right here in Louisiana. Did you know the world's first submarine was designed and built in Louisiana? Check her out and learn about her story at the Capitol Park Museum in Baton Rouge, or peer into Napoleon's death mask at the Cabildo in New Orleans. Sports fan? Then you need to see the memorabilia from the greatest coaches, athletes, and programs at the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame in Natchitoches. Plan your trip today at louisianatravel.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of Tourism.
From the preps to the pros, we cover it all. ESPN New Orleans.
I'm hearing the light from the window. I'm seeing the sound of the sea. My feet have gone loose from their moorings. I'm feeling quite wonderfully free. And I think.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair and Stan Gravois. In the second hour of the show, we're going to talk some baseball. We're going to have Dave Constant and Mike Barbo on the line. But first, we got to talk some football. We have HL Bourgeois football coach Ryan Fournier on the line. Coach Fournier, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, my friends. How we doing this morning?
Doing great, man. It's a sort of calm before the storm moment for you guys right now as football coaches. It's 7-on-7. It's kind of sort of wrapping up a little bit. And now you're tweaking and polishing up some things before you start practices in about a month or so. Tell us how things are going over at HL Bourgeois.
Yeah, man, first month in has been tremendously successful. Our numbers have been great. The kids are working hard. Coaching staff's putting in a lot of new things that we didn't get to in the spring. And you're right, it is calm before the storm now because, you know, I give our kids all the week of the 4th of July, so we don't get back to it till July 9th. And it's like I told them, enjoy these next few days because once we get back in July – they stuck with me every week till hopefully deep into November, you know. So definitely kind of catching our breath a little bit before we make the big push going into training camp and into the season.
So around the end of May, Ryan, you guys were wrapping up school, and you kind of tracked those first 2 weeks as far as the numbers coming in, and if I'm not mistaken, it averaged around 67, you said, which is absolutely awesome coming in to work out. Has it sustained during June? Because I realize kids are going to go on vacation and things are going to happen. But like everybody says, football is a tough sport. You know, it's for tough people who want to dedicate that time to it. Has it been that throughout the month of June?
We have sustained over 60 every workout except for one. We're 15 workouts in, and the one time we dipped under 60 was right at 59. So our numbers have been great. Our players are showing up. Yeah, and of course, like you said, we have some that go on vacation. We had some that went to the lineman camp. We had some that went to, you know, the camp at LSU or camp here or there, which is awesome. You know, and all those things are excused, and we encourage the kids to do. But man, our kids have been showing up. They're so hungry. You know, they just want to be successful. And we got a real core group here that understands that if you miss a day in the summer, you know, you're missing something. You're missing a day to get better in the weight room. You're missing a day to get better on the practice field. It's, you know, they realize it's important to show up every day, and these kids certainly have done that.
Now, you talked about that hunger, and let me ask you a question that kind of plays to that is, in the Terrebonne Parish area, we have so many schools in such a close area, and there are so many rivals and so many, you know, kids that know each other and have played with one another in youth levels and everything like that. Terrebonne last year had a great year. I'm sure having to hear about Terrebonne having a great year has really motivated your kids to want to sort of be in that spot. Just talk about sort of that inner push that you guys have in your locker room.
No, and that plays into it a lot, Casey. They have a lot of relationships with those, you know, between our kids and those Terrebonne kids, and they all play TPR together. They grew up playing basketball, you know, different sports, and seeing those kids have that success they had last year has definitely been a driving force for our locker room. And honestly, it hasn't been something that we as coaches have had to mention very much. You hear the kids talk about it. You hear them, you know, talk about making the run in the playoffs and, you know, playing Thanksgiving week. And you hear them wanting to have that. And you get a real good sense of some maturity and some leadership in the locker room because of it. And like I said, it's a little motivation. You know, nobody wants to be second best. And right now we're second best 5A school in our parish. So, you know, that's definitely something the kids are looking to change.
Just an opinion from you, and I know this probably was your case when you were playing at South Lafourche High School. At South Lafourche, you had LCO and you had Golden Medal, which were kind of the feeder schools, and they still are. But you had a ninth grade team, a very, very proud freshman program. You know, they had the big jamboree. They had everything. But right there where you're at now at HL Bourgeois, there was Evergreen Junior High. And I got to tell you, Ryan, and you may know this now, but it used to be where Evergreen taking on Homer Junior High had more people in the stands, a lot more people than a lot of the high school games that were going on in Terrebonne Parish. So now all of the schools, actually in the state of Louisiana, have 9 through 12. Their freshman teams are there. Do you look at it as it's an advantage to have the ninth graders at HL Bourgeois right now because they're under your wing, so to speak? And pardon the pun with the wing tee, but they're under your wing. Or do you kind of wish maybe there was that proud program at Evergreen Junior High and those guys were getting after it and they thought they were playing at the top level there for the Eagles and then coming to you?
Yeah, well, you could look at it two ways. You know, with them, if say ninth grade was still at Evergreen and they were the big dogs over there, you know, the game has so much more importance, I guess, in their eyes. You know, and like you said, I've heard the stories of how many people they put in the stands for that game. You know, maybe they lose a little bit of that and a little bit of the tradition and the pride of it. You know, but on the other hand, it is nice to have them in the building. It is nice to have them learning what we do, learning, you know, how things work at the high school level. And so I think you could look at it both ways. I know for me, I like having them here with us. And I do think it's important because I've seen it, you know, I've been in programs and I've seen it at other places that they don't put, you know, an importance on the ninth grade program. But that's something we're trying to do, which we did last year, you know, by keeping those ninth graders together and not allowing them to play JV or varsity football. And we made their season important. You know, we made coaching them important. You know, because I know they kind of play second fiddle to varsity and even JV. You know, so we want them to know that their season and winning is important at their level. So even with them not being at the junior highs where they're kind of the big dogs and. You know, the important game for them is, you know, as ninth graders over there. And, you know, we try making it important for them and their season with us. And I think definitely with what we're doing, I think we saw results last year and we saw those kids really grow together as a football team.
The last time we spoke, it was after spring practices. And correct me if I'm wrong. I think you said your quarterback got dinged a little bit in the spring game. Is he okay now? And gets a rundown on how his summer's been.
Oh, yeah, Jordan, he got rolled up a little bit by his own wide receiver in a corner for assumption while he's turned around looking out of play. But he's all right. He's back. He's, in fact, our last Wednesday here throwing 7-on-7, that was a week ago at E.D. White, and he was able to throw, and he's back to full speed. But I'm going to tell you something. Even those couple of weeks that he was out or not medically cleared, he showed up every morning. He did his treatment sometimes on his own. He showed a tremendous amount of leadership and maturity with how he handled having an injury. And he certainly impressed the coaching staff and I think showed something to his teammates, you know, for being a kid that, you know, handling not being cleared and handling being hurt the right way. And we were certainly proud of how he handled these couple of weeks, you know, being down. And he's back full speed, and we expect him to be ready to go and have a great season coming up.
Casey and I are huge golf fans, so I put you on the spot. It was the Renew the Reservation. The team was Ryan Fournier, his father. Who else was with you? Who else was with you?
We had myself, my dad, and we had Coach Caillouette and his father-in-law.
And you so shot well. A...
First of all, Stan, that's
how no excuses. Got to give us a score.
I'll tell you this. We hit them left and we hit them right. And thankfully, Coach Caillouette's father-in-law carried us a bit because he was able to get him down the middle. But we had a great time. We had a lot of fun playing together, and it had been a while since my dad and I got out there. So we had a good time, and definitely look forward to doing it again next year.
Very good. Great tournament, by the way.
Oh, yeah. We do. Yeah, that's one thing. Our Booster Club, man, they do a great job, and they really do. They put a lot into that event. And, you know, my 3 years here on the reservation, they've always it's been a top-notch event, and they can continue. You know, it's going to continue to grow as we go.
Here's what I don't understand about golf, Coach, is that if I aim in the fairway, I hit it in the trees. But if I aim in the trees, I still hit it in the trees. How does that work?
Oh, no, look, we definitely, at some point during our round, my dad was asking me why I was aiming 35 yards to the left. You know, and I told him, I said, if I aim down the middle, it's going to end up over there anyway. I said, so I might as well just try to start it there and carry it over, you know?
I hear you, bro. Well, thanks so much for the time, and have a good rest of the summer, my man.
Yeah, guys, have a good one. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. That is Coach Fournier, HL Bourgeois. Yeah, and I can't figure that out. Though, you know, if I'll hit it 20 yards to the left every single time and I try to compensate, I'll hit it dead straight. I don't know how that works.
And obviously, the same thing here. There are certain places you play, and if you're playing at a good golf course that is in a beautiful subdivision and you're aiming way left and it's right at these beautiful houses and everybody behind you is like, Stan, you're aiming straight at those houses over there. And I'm like, yeah, well, we know it won't go there. And then all of a sudden you hit that one and you hear kink, you know, or crash. And golf is an amazing game.
Very, very hard game. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. If you like baseball, the next 30 minutes are for you. We have Dave Constant in the next segment and then Mike Barba, two coaches that made playoff pushes. You're listening to ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Locally owned and operated, Ruderman is looking for licensed plumbers, experienced drain cleaners, and plumbing apprentices to join our growing team. We offer full benefits including health, dental, long and short-term disability, paid vacation, and 401k. Ruderman is your local plumbing expert that provides full-service drain cleaning and plumbing repairs throughout the greater New Orleans area. If you're a licensed plumber, experienced drain cleaner, or looking to get into the exciting plumbing field by learning as an apprentice, Ruderman is the place for you. Contact Matthew today to join our dynamic team.
Call Matthew at 504-522-9536.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all seven high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
El Paso Mexican Grill in Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food and their cantina. Come and enjoy their daily lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Looking for the best party on the bayou? Well, that's El Paso's Grill and Cantina with a live mariachi band. El Paso Mexican Grill, the freshest food from our family to yours. El Paso Mexican Grill on Highway 1 in Raceland.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Daryl Morey, Rockets general manager, joining us this morning. And Daryl, there's an article out on ESPN.com. It alludes to some possible friction between James and Chris.
We have two high-level competitors, Chris and James. There's going to be times when they're focused on, you know, how do we get to that next level? And when we don't, there's going to be frustration. And I'm frustrated. I think it's good that there's tension. We all want to win.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
Welcome back to the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair and Stan Grava. We think we have Dave Constant on the line with E.D. White. We have a phone call through the studio, so we do have Coach Constant, and that's how we'll start our second hour of the show. Coach Constant, how you doing, man?
Great. Morning, guys. I'm out here, E.D. White, watching a little Big Easy Classic baseball. They put on the tournament here, and it's a nice little deal. And me and Coach Ethan Valdez, my new assistant from Nicholls State, we're talking baseball, enjoying our morning.
It has to be nice to say my assistant coach, Ethan Valdez, right?
What? Stan, let me tell you what. He's sitting right next to me, and I'm going to talk about him. I don't think he minds, but I'll tell you what. Since he stepped foot in a dugout summer ball, the level of our program has just gotten so much better. Defensively, offensively, he's just speaking the game into these kids, and they're listening and learning, and it's been tremendous, and we are super blessed for sure.
Coach, I got to tell you, watched you guys play over the summer. You lost a little bit, but you still got a lot. You had a very successful summer ride. Just talk about the kids that you have coming back and what are some of the expectations that you guys have.
Yeah, well, we did play a lot of our younger guys this summer, and listen, they won 9 ball games. Kids that stepped into positions that they hadn't played all year except for JV baseball, and to win 9 games in this league was pretty special for them, and I was excited to see some of these young guys compete in positions where they may have a shot to win in the spring, and our older guys are doing great things, you know, playing all over the state, and, you know, it's been fun to watch, and it's been a blessing, and I can't wait to get them back in the fall and put them back to work and see what happens in the spring.
Dave, a lot of the guys in the area, and I think this is kind of universal if you're a baseball coach, there are those programs and those schools that are very fortunate. The baseball guy is a baseball guy, and that's all he does. He's a baseball guy. But for the most part, you know, when you think about it in our area and you go to, say, G is an assistant volleyball coach at Vanderbilt, and you go to John Gatlin, he coaches football, and Corey Sullivan, and you just go right down the line, all of these guys coach another sport, as do you, because you're going to be involved with the younger kids in football. Do you turn off baseball totally? Because I know we're getting into July, and it's you know, it's right around the corner. Do you say, listen, I'm a football coach right now, this is what I'm going to do, and I don't look out my peripheral vision? Or is it a case where if you're going to be a head baseball coach and you're going to succeed and have the kind of years that E.D. White has had, you kind of always got to be looking out for baseball?
Yeah, you do, Stan. And listen, I do switch gears mentally when I'm taking over the eighth grade football program this year, and I love calling football plays, don't get me wrong. But listen, I still have to be mindful of those guys that need to put in the work in the fall. And again, I told you, Ethan Valdez, having him coming straight from college and playing in Nicholls, the experience he had, and listen, to be able to put him with 401s, which is the program where we're allowed in the state to work with 4 kids and 1 coach, and to be able to have him to do that will be tremendous for us. And so, I'll definitely be kind of overseeing that and getting that done. But again, I guess to answer your question, yes, you definitely have to be mindful because we got a lot of projects we want to do. We're looking to build a new fence. We're looking to build new batting cages and a lot of things that I have to oversee. So I guess, yes, in the sense that, you know, I'm mindful of the program, of course, to get it, to keep it going and hopefully win a championship in 2020. And so listen, me and Ethan are sitting here talking already about, you know, things we need, things we want to do. And so we're going to continue to get better and monitor it. But yeah, I definitely have to give my heart in the fall to these eighth grade football players and do that for 9 weeks. But once that's over, flip back, you know, and get ready for evaluation.
Back to Ethan just a little bit. Are you past that point of worrying about Ethan possibly taking off and not giving up his baseball career and maybe trying something either next spring or next summer? I know the draft is gone, and I know a lot of guys have picked up the guys that they need to pick off, and obviously Ethan is not from the Thibodaux area. Are you kind of past that point? I know he's sitting right next to you, so you could say this right in front of him to kind of glue him in. But that being the case, do you feel – I wish he could hear what we're saying right now.
Yeah, no doubt. He's working my scoreboard. But what's the question? I guess the question is –
Is Ethan – in your opinion, is Ethan Valdez an E.D. White Cardinal?
He is an E.D. White Cardinal. Now, listen, if a pro guy called him up and gave him an opportunity, I'm sure I would not, of course, be upset with that. You know, I know his heart is – he's already missing the game, but let me tell you what, though, Stan, this young man, Ethan, is so tremendous with the kids already, and he's going to be a phenomenal coach, and just because of his passion and love for the game. And so he is a Cardinal, and listen, I'm doing everything I can to plug him in and give him responsibility and make him a huge part of being an E.D. White Cardinal. And like I said, it's already paying dividends. We had a kid that Dylan Bergeron, who came talk to us in the press box just yesterday, and we, you know, Ethan's sitting there talking with him about his pull side and what he's lacking on driving the baseball away. And don't you know, last night he gets a walk off hit in an 18U tournament in New Orleans, actually Southeastern, and he goes the other way and wins the game. So, hey, man, it's just those little things that guys like Ethan provide for our program. And to be able to keep him around, it will be just absolutely tremendous. And just keep praying that, we can do that. And he's getting ready to work an insurance job and work on selling insurance. And hopefully that works out for him until we could find him a teaching position here at E.D. White. And so that's kind of what the goal is right now. And one day, hopefully, when it's all said and done, I retire, you know, it'd be his turn to take over, because I really think he's that special of a young man that, he's already, like I said, improved this program tremendously. And he will take on a whole lot of responsibility in the spring and because of what he's done already.
Coach, I've been to a lot of different Swampland games and seen a lot of different teams and talked to a lot of different coaches, and everybody's kind of saying, well, we're trying to piece out our rotation, or we're trying to figure out our infield, or whatever it may be. But at E.D. White, you guys know who your ace is going to be. Just talk about the luxury that is of knowing who's going to be on the top of your staff and then filling out everything around that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Devin DeSanto's coming back as our ace, and he's kind of taking it easy on his shoulder this summer, and we're kind of, you know, monitoring that. But, to have him at the top is special. But, listen, we got a at least 8 more arms that we're going, wow, you know, this kid could be in the rotation. You know, we've already talked about Braden Walters. He'll be a guy, you know, Zach Tomplay, who was tremendous for us and came through a few games. He's had a tremendous summer. Blair Robichaud, who beat St. Thomas More, you know, came out of nowhere, they thought. but he's a kid from the left side that's just been tremendous this summer. We got Hayden Fagu, who's coming back as a senior, who has really good stuff. And we got a kid named Brandon Boudreaux who's doing great things on the mound and working with Coach Valdez already. And so, we definitely are blessed with some arms. A kid I didn't mention, Holden Tabor. Also, Tyler Barrios threw well for us this summer. And kids, you know, younger kids stepping up and get some innings. So it's a blessing to have a big rotation. It's just a matter of, you know, who's going to continue to work in the fall and come springtime, kids throwing strikes. You know, we got a kid, also Ross Caillou, at his mid-80s, you know, from the left side. If he could find the strike zone, you know, he'll be a kid. He could spot up his curveball. He'll be a kid that can play at the next level. So I'm excited. Coach and I are sitting here going, hey, man, we really need to sit down and start putting together a depth chart, because we got a good problem, and it's the fact that we got a lot of talent. We just gotta figure it out, you know.
Hey, Coach, you're leaving a very good district. I don't know much about the district you're going into, so I guess just give us a rundown of some of the challenges you're going to face here.
Yeah, well, the challenge, of course, you know, you pick up Lutcher. Lutcher's a great program. Always has been a state championship program. They got a guy taking over the program named Ryan Jensen, who was at Patterson for a long time. So I know he's gonna elevate those guys. And I see them as being one of the top contenders. Also Berwick, Berwick, you know, lost Bravado, their coach, who went to St. Amal. which Glavato was a great coach. He just had an opportunity to stay them all. Not really sure who's taking over Berwick, but Berwick's always got a real good program. Coach Guy out at St. James has elevated their program. So, listen, we've gotten out of a good district, but we've gotten into a pretty good 3A district, to tell you the truth. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be new. We've picked up some games already with some bigger teams. Like we will play St. Amal. We're getting St. Thomas More to come to town. We got Curtis coming to town. So we're going to pick up a few more bigger games on our schedule. And of course, we'll still play our rival. We've already scheduled Vanderbilt for a first weekend 3-game series. So we start the year off. So that's going to be great. That's going to be fun. And we're really looking forward to that.
Coach, is it difficult? Because you talked about coaching eighth grade football, and then you got the younger kids, and then you transition into, you know, 11th and 12th graders at varsity baseball. Is it difficult to sort of juggle, okay, I'm with these younger guys, and then I'm with these older guys, like changing your coaching style, your teaching style, sort of on the fly?
That's a great
like that?
Question. Yeah, that's a great question. No, I truly love it. I teach ninth graders, and I love those kids coming in with a blank slate, and it's a little bit different. You know, you really gotta love on them a little more before you get hard on them. But hey, it's no different. I do love on them the same, but you do have to be a little less. I guess you got to be more cautious of, you know, who you can really jump on and who you can, and it's you know, it's not much of a difference. I coach football and baseball the same. I truly believe that you definitely you teach them, you love them, and you're hard on them, and listen, in the end, they understand you care, and that's really what matters.
Sounds like a winner, man. Coach, thanks so much for the time. Have a good rest of the summer.
Thanks so much. Y'all too. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, Casey. All right. See you, man.
There's Dave Constant with ED White Baseball. Excuse me. Getting a cold here in this studio. It's kind of chilly in here.
Joey?
I'll get it. I'm in hell already.
Coach Constance does a very good job with that program, and to hear them say, we've got 7, 8 arms, 9 arms, like that's a crazy amount of depth for high school baseball.
They certainly do, and if you saw them, I saw them twice this summer, and when I went out and watched, I was like, wait a minute. Now, listen, there's some refinement that has to happen. He hit it on the head when he mentioned the one kid who could throw it, and he's in his mid upper 80s, but you gotta throw strikes, and it's those little things they're gonna get together. And considering he's never had that quote unquote baseball guy with him, I know, you know, he harped a lot on Ethan Valdez. I'm sure he was doing a sell job to him as he was sitting next door to him. But that being said, that's gonna be big for that program.
So from one prominent baseball program to another, we're gonna take a commercial break. When we get back, we're gonna have Coach Mike Barba of South Terrebonne. They're fresh off of a really good season, and guess what? They were really young. They're hoping on counting on having another really good season. It's the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute, right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans. But you could also catch us on 1600 AM KLEB and 102.7 FM as well.
And impatient we may be, there's no need to ask.
Oh yeah, for over 65 years, Golden Motors has been your local Chevy Buick new car dealer. I'm sure you've seen us around supporting our local schools, charities, and organizations. That's just our way to say thanks to all of you for being there for us at Golden Motors. Looking for a new Chevy or Buick? Or looking for that new or pre-owned any make and model? Give us a call at 325-1000 or visit us on the World Wide Web at goldenmotors.com. Golden Motors, Chevy, find new roads.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call the local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Bolick and Wingo.
What do players want to get out of this? Obviously, if there's going to be more money, you're splitting revenue, so you're going to get some of that money. But also, you end up not having any inactives. We don't understand the inactives anyway.
Inactives make no damn sense.
You have 53-man roster and 46 dress on game days. Why?
Yeah.
Just dress them all. I mean, then you have a 10-person practice squad. So out of this, will the players try to get, say, you're going to go two more games? We need more guys on the roster.
Correct.
So do you add five players, which is 160 more? Do you add seven players, which is 225, 224 more? Do you add players to the roster? That's a win for players. Players will be able to play 18 games. Yeah. They will be able to play 18 games. I know you're going to hear a lot of cry foul on it, but all of a sudden, if the money's there and there are more jobs there, you're going to see how feasible it is.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Hi, I'm Brittany LaBeouf, a certified athletic trainer for Terrebonne General Medical Center's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that we've given over 4,000 baseline concussion tests to student athletes in Terrebonne Parish at no charge? A baseline concussion test allows the athlete to get back to their sport in the safest manner possible. TGMC's certified athletic trainers supervise the return-to-play protocol at each high school once the physician releases the athlete back to activity. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg. Keep it on 100.3 FM, your 24-hour sports station, ESPN New Orleans.
It's the Sports Corner, presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey and Stan, we've got about another 40 or so minutes here on your Saturday morning. We go to the phone lines now where we have South Terrebonne baseball coach Mike Barba on the line. Coach Barba, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, just enjoying what's left of the summer.
That's the first question I was going to ask you, man. Swampland is kind of wrapping up here, and you're going to be kind of shifting hats here, is moving from a baseball guy to a football guy here real quick. Give us a rundown how baseball went for South Terrebonne this summer.
I thought it went really well. Obviously coming off of a really good year that we had and made a little run there in the playoffs. We just wanted to make sure that when we attacked the summer that we were attacking it with a purpose and not just going through the motions again and just assuming that things were going to happen just because we had a good year. So coming off of that, we did some really good things, and we still got a long way to go, and we're not satisfied with where we're at because we still got some really good teams that we need to figure out how to beat and play on a high level. So that'll be our next objective when we get started again here in August.
Objectively, I sat and looked this summer and noticed that right when school let out, you actually took off and you were filling your bucket list up in New York, going to see the Yankees and the Mets. And I happened to look at Swampland League standings and how things were going. And unfortunately, the South Louisiana Bank Gators got off to a little bit of a tough start. Then all of a sudden, Mike Barba comes back into town. And you guys get on a little run, and I got to tell you, no matter what you did, no matter what happens in the summer, and we just had Dave Constant, beating the Synergy Bank team, which is the EDY team, has to, that's obviously big because, that was a high school team that was so good, and they have a lot of kids that can really play. From that perspective, was it a positive summer as far as, we set the tone well? Because I know you guys decided this year in Swampland not to actually have a championship or a playoff system and stuff. So is it a positive thing? Do you feel it's on the arrow is up with South Terrebonne baseball going into the high school season next year?
Oh, absolutely. You mentioned our struggles early in the summer. Well, what I did was I challenged the kids to, kind of take almost the coaches completely out of it and let them do everything. They pitch called. They did the bunt defenses. They did the first and third defenses. We kind of managed them rather than coached them almost. So we wanted them to learn as much as they could about situational play and pitch calling and recognizing swings with the pitchers and the catchers and everything like that. So that's where you saw our bumps come in and play early. It was kind of a learning curve. You know, pitchers fell into rhythms of throwing the same thing over and over again to try to get out of jams instead of slowing the game down and throwing different pitches and different counts and almost working backwards in some situations. So as the season kind of went on in the summer, they did an exceptional job of that. You know, we finished the game, the season actually, against Central Lafourche this past Tuesday, and it was a high-scoring game, and it kind of sounds funny that my catcher actually kept us in the game since we were winning the whole time, but the way he pitch called to minimize, because that game could have exploded on us. But he the way he worked with the pitchers and minimized innings just by his pitch calling was leaps and bounds from those first early struggles that you saw earlier in the summer. So it wasn't me coming back. It was them learning the game in certain situations, which is really going to help us going forward. So, yeah, I consider it a huge success.
Coach, we asked Coach Coston the last segment the same question, is that for the last 5 or 6 months now, you've been so embedded in baseball and coaching those kids and trying to win the state championship, then trying to have a good summer season and all that. Now you got to shift gears and transition into football. Like, is that a seamless transition? Does it take a little while to find your groove? I mean, is this a completely different sport, completely different routine? Talk about that transition for you as a coach.
I guess it's a little different. I mean, you go from controlling basically the whole thing and to controlling just your little portion now with another team. So you kind of have to adjust a little bit. But when it comes down to the kids and everything, it's pretty much the same. I mean, you're the head coach of your position, so you just have to make sure that your guys are doing what they're supposed to be doing all the time. And again, just like I talked about baseball, is same thing with football. The more you know about your craft, then the faster you're going to be able to process information as it comes to you in games and practices and everything else, and you can play a little bit faster than somebody. You know, kind of like what I did when I played. I was just tried to think one step ahead of whoever was trying to guard me or whatever, and I try to pass that down to the younger kids. That way, when you're not as fast as somebody, if you can think faster than them, then you can play just as fast or faster than them on the field. So that's the thing I try to transition from baseball to football is the thinking part of it. Can you think the game? But it's going to be fun. I can't wait till football starts.
I know there are a lot of coaches out there, and I know this. I know if you ask me about certain coaches out there that would only coach baseball if they possibly could, if financial problems were not a problem, if everything being equal, they could do baseball and just baseball, they would say yes in a heartbeat. But I think I know your answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. You like football. I mean, you want to do this, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, baseball has its competitive side and its chess match, but there's a certain chess match with football that I don't think you can really replicate between the offense and defense. And, you know, there's 11 people in the field that have to do the same thing together. And it's more of a team-based thing than baseball. Baseball, I believe, is a team sport played by individuals almost, you know, because one person can throw it, one person can hit it, and everything else. But in football, if one person screws up, the whole play's gone. But yeah, you're right. It would be a tough decision if I had to truly pick one for the rest of my life because of the chess match and the mind games that go into football.
Let me turn this a different way. So you're coaching football, and let's say it's August and y'all are in fall drills. Does Mike Barber ever and by the way, for people who don't know, you are the receivers coach at South Terrebonne for the varsity program. So that's a little bit different than having a ninth grade program or working with an eighth grade program. You're with the varsity program. Mm-hmm. Do you ever, you know, you just finished a drill and the kids are running to get water and you just start, your brain starts ticking as you look over at the baseball field about what you have to do in baseball, or do you just totally shut down baseball for that period in time and concentrate solely on football?
Well, for the kids' sake, I shut it down.
No, how about for Mike Barber's sake?
Oh, no, it never, it never shuts down, because really, if you want to know the truth, when I look over to the football field, I'm going, man, that grass is really long.
So, well, you're talking about the baseball field, right? Because you won't ever have to worry about that on the football field again.
Yeah, that's what I meant. If I said the wrong thing, then it's my fault. But yeah, when I look over to the baseball field and I go, man, that it needs some work. So, but that part of it never goes away.
Hey, I'm going to ask you this. And you answer this any way you think politically correct, okay? Give us an insight to what your staff in baseball might be like next year.
Oh, boy.
Tell us you hope it's going to be better. I know I'm putting you on the spot with this.
Yeah. More news, if it's not out already, is going to come out. But it's going to get a whole lot better, and there's going to be more position-specific instruction going on. Let's just put it that way. So we're excited about it.
That's a great answer, Mike. That is the perfect way to answer it.
On that note, before we get you into any more trouble, we'll let you go and have a good rest of the weekend, my friend.
All right. Thank you. Y'all take care.
Yes, sir. That is Coach Barber at South Terrebonne doing a good job as always. And he's right. They do have some exciting news, I think, that'll be coming out before the start of the next school year.
He has coached that team and done a phenomenal job, you know, playoffs just about every year that they competed under Coach Barber. But he has also done it in a situation where he counted on people who were CECP coaches. There was never a true assistant baseball coach at South Terrebonne. And for all you people who are going, what are they talking about? It looks like in the future there will be baseball coaches at South Terrebonne who are going to be able to help, which – quite honestly, if you think about it and you're in that district or you play against South Terrebonne, you're going, oh, that's not good, you know, because they have been fairly successful in the last few years under Coach Barber.
So it's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. We're going to take our next commercial break. We talked early in the show about the Yankees and Red Sox are playing in London. So in the next segment, Stan and I are going to talk about some things that we would like to see. You know, if we had an infinite budget and we could go see anything in the world of sports that we wanted to see, what would those things be? Stan and I got a couple of minutes to ponder that. We're going to share those answers right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans.
If you or someone you know is injured in a car accident, call the Gavely Law Group. It's important to have an advocate in your corner. Car accidents are some of the most frequent causes of personal injury. At the Gavely Law Group, they know how to deal with insurance companies to get you the maximum compensation. Protecting your rights is their first priority, and they won't let an insurance company pressure you into accepting less compensation than you deserve. Get Gavery Law Group and get results at 985-223-4400 or follow them on Facebook.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Southeast Louisiana sports leader, ESPN New Orleans.
As soon as we get off the air, you'll be going straight to London, where the New York Yankees are going to be taking on the Boston Red Sox in a two-game London series. That's sort of a unique thing. You could also catch tomorrow's game at 8:30 a.m., the New York Yankees and the Red Sox live from London. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. What's up, Joe?
We spared no expense. We went to London, Bulgaria, Dulac.
All across the world.
Where you got stuck?
No, you know. Oh, well, I got the Dulage Bridge.
We still there. Go ahead there.
I'm thinking, as we're talking about that, the Yankees you mentioned are playing in London, and we had to break with just mentioning this movie yesterday, which I had the fortune to go to see. I thought it was a really
very
fun
good
movie. That being said, the guy actually, the star in this movie yesterday, is the only person who knows the Beatles exist after an electricity outlet all over the world. But the way they tried to portray in a movie an electricity outlet all over the world was, is first they showed London, you know, and the lights going out in London. And then to prove that it was all over the world, they showed a baseball game that was in America. And now I'm thinking to myself, they're playing in London this weekend or whenever it is. Pretty soon there's going to be no way to tell all over the world because everything will be everywhere. So yeah, that is kind of interesting.
Yeah, that is, you know, neat.
Yes.
We talked in the last segment about this, the uniqueness of this series. I believe these are the first regular season games that have been ever played in London. And you get the two most quote-unquote popular teams to go out there. And at, looking at some of the dimensions, they've kind of set up the park for them to score a bunch of runs. The center field fence is like 380. So, I mean, it's going to be some high-scoring ball games. They're going to bring some excitement overseas. So the question I wanted to ask to you is, if I give you an infinite budget and I say, Stan Grava, you could go to any sporting event that you want to go to, what sporting event would that be? And give us a little bit into your answer why.
Wow, that is a great, great, great question. I think it would be a Super Bowl involving the Saints that was not in New Orleans, maybe somewhere, maybe on the West Coast, maybe in Los Angeles at the Rose Bowl or something like that, some historic venue, and they were playing for it all. They would have to win because I don't want to go all that way for them not to win. But that being said, I think it would be a football game. I love baseball, and I'm very fortunate when I sit down and think about it to have gone to Fenway and to have gone to Wrigley. So I'm not sure if it would be a World Series. My passion for any particular baseball team, although I do really like the Astros, is not as high as it is for the Saints in football. Sure. So I guess it would be sports-wise that – oh, wait, I take it back. I'm thinking of Augusta now. I would love to go to Augusta and watch because I've had friends who have gone, and they tell me you cannot simulate on television or understand – Augusta until you go there. I guess I just kind of chose two of them. I don't know. Now listen, when you talk about a Super Bowl, I was very fortunate, and you know, obviously I go in on Friday nights occasionally. I used to do it all the time, but now it's not quite as much. I do HTV. The year that the Super Bowl was in town and the Ravens took on the 49ers, I did go to that Super Bowl, so I have been to one. I'm not much on the pomp and circumstance, but I could always say I was at that Super Bowl when the lights went out, if y'all remember.
We finally found out who tripped the breaker.
Yes.
That night.
Yeah. No, actually what happened was, and I think I mentioned that here maybe,
Sean Payton.
Yeah. Guy from the Houston Chronicle sitting next to me on one side and Adam Schefter from ESPN on the other side. And when that guy said, after about 5 minutes of the lights being out, nobody was bent out of shape. Nobody was like, oh my God, this might be a terrorist thing. Until he said, you think this is something like really serious? Like somebody's doing something like this is a world event type thing? And that's when I said, good God, dude,
why'd you have to tell me that? I was okay. Now I'm kind of wondering, but they came back on and everything went on.
I really got to go to one Super Bowl, Minnesota Vikings against Kansas City, and the halftime entertainment to show you how much it changed was Al Hurt.
Yeah.
And Morgus brought him on a truck, him and Chopsley. But I got to see that Super Bowl.
Wow, any
sport,
awesome.
Any sport I could go to, Summer Olympics, as long as it's not in the United States, to watch boxing.
Is that right?
I'd love to go to a Summer Olympics, where boxing
that's
is.
That's a great one, Joey, yeah, the Olympics.
Because most of them turn pro.
One of my highlights was as the first, no, that's not true, because actually I saw the Jazz when I was a kid in town. But when I was a senior in high school, we went on a trip to Houston, and we got the Evangeline bread. What is it? Evangeline bread?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you brought a wrapper, you got into the game free for the Rockets.
And nice.
And that's when Moses Malone was with the Rockets.
Whoa.
When we sat, like, courtside. So even if you go to an NBA game, there's nothing like sitting courtside as opposed to being, you know, in a nosebleed seat. So that was big. So you think of all of those things. Yeah, that's we're kind of lucky, though, to have the Saints and, you know, those people who have been successful and won a Super Bowl.
But actually watching Lynn Dawson and people from where smoking cigarettes, drinking beer on the sidelines.
In the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
In the stadium. That was a different day and age. I'm going like, they're in shape.
Yeah, my halftime was Beyonce. You know, so, and listen, and they had to, yeah, you know, you had Al Hurt who had to bring out his trumpet. Beyonce had to bring out an entourage along with lights and everything else. So I got to hear this one. So yours, in a day and age where, and you're younger, obviously, than Joey and I would wonder what a guy who, and I've said this, and I'm not blowing smoke, folks. Casey is that guy that as I'm growing old, I'm glad there's a guy like Casey who's coming along in sports and who has the love for it and those type things. That being said, your big dream would be
past or present.
I have two. The first would be Augusta if a guy in a red shirt is competing on a Sunday.
That's the difference between you and I. Yeah. If he was competing, that would be great, but I'll go even if he's
I wouldn't competing. Turn down the ticket, I promise you. Anyway. The second one for me is a little bit odd. And okay, a couple of years ago, and look, I'm not a big soccer fan at all, but a couple of years ago when the United States was in the World Cup, I would go to the games and we'd go to these bars with my friends and I, and we would just kind of have a party. And when the United States would score a goal, everybody's throwing their beer up in the air and going crazy. If we ever made the men's final, that would be a rock concert. I would love to be there.
But the only thing I disagree with you on that is that where you were at with your friends might have been the ultimate.
Yeah.
That might have been the pinnacle.
Been, yeah.
You don't have to be in the stadium for soccer. Yesterday, I watched the women's game. I'm showing the guys right now so you guys at home can't see this. Zero. I know zero about soccer.
Yeah, me too.
Zero. That's a fact. But I'm watching. And now, listen, I respect it. I respect the heck out of it, especially these high school kids who are playing in 32-degree weather in the rain here in our local area. And I'm watching yesterday, and when, you know, is it Rapinoe? Is that how you pronounce it? She scores, and I'm like, yes! And I'm going, wow. You know, and I guess, you know, a little bit of that is deep down inside in these turbulent times, we all have a love for the United States and we want the United States to win. But that being said, I'm not sure that I have to be at that event to feel that.
That know? Makes sense. And that I have friends who have gone to like qualifying matches and these little Gold Cup matches and everything. And they send me these videos on their phone and everything. And it's like 5,000 people and they're all... They don't know one another. They've never met one another. They're jumping and they're singing the same songs and they're dancing. It's just a rare unity and a rare camaraderie that you don't see. Like, soccer fans are a little bit different.
So do you have time for me to tell you my best event?
Of course.
It was a high school event. 1991, I'm a coach at South Terrebonne High School. We make the state championship game. What people didn't realize was in those days, there were three games that day. One started at 1 o'clock, one started at 4:30, and then you had the 5A game that started later, and they just started 5A football. Well, it just so happens, and think about this, how crazy this is, South Terrebonne makes the 4A state championship, and Thibodaux makes the 5A state championship. Because that probably should never say never, but that'll never happen again where two Bayou teams are playing back-to-back in a state championship. That being said, while I think it was Oak Grove taking on Ascension Catholic in the single-A game at 1 o'clock, we were under the stadium, and we were warming up. and there's these rafters that would go out to the plaza level back then. I don't know if you folks, some of you may remember, where you actually had to walk out to the plaza level and you'd look down and you can actually see the underneath the belly of the Superdome. That's where we were warming up. Well, while that game was going on, somebody saw us pregame while they were walking across the catwalk, and they went and get all of the stands for South Terrebonne, all of the fans for South Terrebonne and Thibodeau to come out. And they were up there on the catwalks, and I'm getting the free zones right now. We were warming up, and they started chanting to us, and they started yelling and screaming. And this was while another game was going on that nobody really cared about at the time. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And I looked over, and my good friend, he was a defensive back coach at the time, Eric Wagersback, he looked at me and went, this is surreal. And they started chanting different things. I'll always be indebted to the Thibodeau fans, too, because – it was all one big buyer region that night. South Lafourche sent us this big banner that we had hanging up that night too and stuff. So, yeah, that was pretty special. And listen, there wasn't 90,000 people there. We're talking about, you know, probably maybe 20,000 people, but it was a lot of fun.
1998, I was a child. South Lafourche boys basketball team goes to the Cajun Dome.
Oh, yes.
And watching back now, the replay of that game on the old DVD tape now, or VHS tape converted into DVD, the announcer says, the last person in Galliano to take the lights off, they sold out that building, legit sell out in the Cajun Dome.
Guess who I sat to next to in that game?
Who's that?
Bobby Cremins.
Come on. Yeah,
the
recruiting
reason
more, huh?
I went with Eric Carrere, a guy who is very close to the Schwest family, and we went down and we had terrific seats. And we're sitting down, and Bobby Cremins comes sit down next to me, and I'm like, what is going on here? I even told Eric. Eric didn't know who it was. It's Bobby Cremins. He said, really? Yeah. And then he knew, and through the family, he was talking to somebody. He said, sure, yeah, he's been recruiting more for quite some time, and Ross, I think, at that time, too. So, actually watched that game, and that was a lot of fun also. I just didn't have the tie to it that I did, obviously, as a coach at South Terrebonne.
But don't you find, I mean, Casey says this, you also see this, when a local team makes it all the way to the top, this whole area, the tri-pass,
absolutely
resilient. Because
Thibodeau High School this year.
Yeah.
You got, listen, you're calling, and obviously Brian's a great friend of yours, Brian Colley, and we would all, listen, if South Lafourche went, we'd obviously all support Brian, too, in that endeavor. But just you get on that bandwagon, there's no animosity.
No.
That's why I've always asked you about the SEC. Do you always pull for the SEC? And, of course, Vanderbilt won this week, and I was excited about that. And then I'm thinking,
what would
Casey do if that was Alabama?
You're killing him.
So, but down here, it would never be that way. No, we would all be on that bandwagon.
There was a moment in time during that game, and I'll say this story, and it may embarrass him, but he's a friend of mine. I'll deal with it. Where Thibodeau had just realized that they had won. You know, there's still about 30 seconds on the clock. And I looked over and, like, Coach Colley's just smiling in ear to ear, looking at Tony enjoying being a champion. It was wonderful to see that camaraderie between two coaches and athletic directors that had done it for a long time, done it the right way for a long time. It was great to see.
Oh, those guys probably more than any other sport, because I was with Andrew one time, and he said, look at this, and it was a text from Brian. And it was late one evening, and HL wasn't playing. Brian was playing down in Galliano. And it was a text, and I can't repeat what the text said, and it had no curse words or anything, but he was talking about an individual who was in the gym who never went to games down there because he should have been, because he was a collegiate coach and should have been trying to take care of this area, but he wasn't. And he said, oh, and it was a funny statement Brian had made, that look who's in this gym for the first time ever and stuff. And I was like, is that the kind of camaraderie and fellowship y'all have? He said, absolutely.
No doubt about it. It's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. When we get back, Stan and I are going to talk a little bit about NBA free agency, which starts in about 29 hours or so here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans.
I'll get you yet.
Ride the world's largest inline water slide. Ride the world's largest racer slide. Ride the world's largest funnel slide. At Blue Bayou.
Land of the Giants.
Ride the world's largest dark bowl slide. Ride the world's largest sled slide. And ride the world's largest upside down water slide. At Blue Bayou.
Land of the Giants.
We are the South's largest water park. And get $5 off your day pass with any Coca-Cola product can. Blue Bayou is the
Land of the Giants.
I-10 at the Highland Road exit, Baton Rouge.
$10,000 for clunkers and junkers.
$10,000 for any trade. Home of Clayton Homes. Trade in your old mobile home or anything with the title, regardless of the condition. Does your old mobile home rust, leak, or mold? We will take it for $10,000. Trade it in for something clean, neat, and new. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes, located on Highway 311 in Houma. Be sure to check us out on Facebook.
Terrio, Douay, and Terrio, more than just an insurance company, they're marine insurance specialists. Whether it's fishing boats, cabin cruisers, sailboats, or marine industry, you can trust Terrio, Douay, and Terrio to get you the coverage you need at a price you deserve for your home, your auto, life, fire, and health. They've been taking care of people since 1957. Call Terrio, Douay, and Terrio at 475-5126. Just ask for Lynn Pierce or David O. along Bayou Lafourche in Golden Meadow.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary, beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Miss an interview? Visit the audio vault at ESPN1003.com. I keep on dancing, dancing, and I keep on doing
it. You know what's crazy is that in the past, like June 29 would be a time where these national ESPN guys would be like going on their vacations to the Bahamas and everything like that, because historically, there hasn't been a lot going on. Not anymore, because there's now a second sports season over the summer in addition to baseball, and it's called NBA free agency. Like basketball, the NBA now has two seasons. The offseason is now just as publicized as the actual season when they're playing games, and NBA free agency is going to begin tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock here, 6 o'clock Eastern. There are 40% of the players in the league are free agents this summer. Some of the high-end players, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard, you know, you name it, they're going to be probably either flirting with or signing with another team this offseason. It's unbelievable. We talked about this earlier in the summer. I don't know if this is good or bad. The fact that the most popular time in the season for a sport is when no one is playing games, but that's the reality right now for the NBA.
If they all stay where they are at now, Klay Thompson, Durant, although it doesn't seem like Durant's going to stay, it doesn't seem like Kawhi Leonard's going to stay, but if they do, then I'm going to go back to what I thought at the beginning of June, where is this the chicken in front of the egg, or the egg in front of the chicken? Is this, and I'll say it, you know, being here, is this ESPN and the pundits of ESPN putting out there that, hey, this is, and they keeping it in the news, and it's not really that much news? Or is this really news? Because you're talking about some stars who are going to change this league totally. Obviously, what happened with Anthony Davis and Zion coming to New Orleans is big news. That has already changed the NBA to a certain degree. Even though we might look at it from local eyes, it has changed the NBA. Are some of these moves going to totally change the NBA? And if they do, man, you're right, it's another season now. It's a season of sports without actually happening on the court at all, and that's kind of weird. We did mention at the break, is this a deal where, you know, baseball is maybe a little too slow for a lot of people, so basketball dealings are maybe shined on a little bit more? But you mentioned there's more home runs in baseball than there's ever been, and yeah. You know, so I don't know what the deal is. I told you this before we even, you know, got into it, actually at our first break. I said, man, if the Los Angeles Lakers become some kind of loaded team, I'm going to call conspiracy therapy. You know,
in the last, you know, the thing that's so interesting to me is, and it plays to what you were saying a minute ago, is that, you know, kind of the manipulation of making this into bigger than what it is. In the last 24 hours alone, we've had reports of Kawhi Leonard's meeting with the Lakers. Now today, Kawhi Leonard's talking about teaming up with Kevin Durant with the Clippers. Like, it feels like earlier in the summer, Chris Paul doesn't like James Harden. He wants out of Houston. Now Chris Paul is committed to being in Houston. Like, it feels like these entourages are so wide for these guys not everybody inside of the circle actually knows what's going on, but these reporters talk to some guys on the fringe and they get information and they run with it. And a lot of hearsay becomes quote unquote known news, and it's not always the case.
Is it a deal where perception's becoming reality? Yeah. You know, where all of a sudden, you know, Chris Paul is saying, oh, I do have a problem with Harden. Oh, yeah, yeah, I really do have a problem with him. Oh, I don't know what to believe anymore. Again, and I'm truly not a conspiracy theorist from that. But, boy, I got to tell you, again, I don't know. The Lakers are the one I'm keeping my eye on. Now, listen, if they go out and win and it's just with AD and LeBron and a bunch of, you know, if me and Joey get on the court with them and they win it all, I'm like, you know, go Lakers. That
if
was
you
great.
And I go, they're guaranteed to win it all.
You think so, Joey?
Unless we got Casey.
Yeah. If Casey runs the point, those two guys can take care of business and you and I will have a margarita on the sideline. That being said, if they win with just those two guys, I'm okay with that. But if this becomes, I'm telling you, if this becomes where Kawhi Leonard ends up with the Lakers or, God forbid, it's Durant and him. And who else you mentioned he was talking with right now?
Kevin Durant, Clay, and Kawhi.
Clay Thompson.
Yeah, Clay Thompson. Yeah, it's. I don't understand why athletes now feel like they have to do this.
Listen, I heard a guy yesterday say this. He said, so Kawhi Leonard, you know, he may end up with the Clippers, but folks, you need to realize, it was just 3-4 years ago where Kawhi said his dream place to play was the Lakers. So let's not count that out. And I know a lot of people haven't talked about this, but I'm going to bring it up. Kawhi and the Lakers, that makes sense. And I think he wouldn't take as much. And, you know, all of a sudden AD's turning over $4 million and things like this. And I'm going, wow. So now we're really talking about Kawhi Leonard ending up with the Lakers. What's going on?
You know, this is what bothers me about this whole Anthony Davis thing, is that he turned down his $4 million trade kicker, which makes no sense. There's no reason any human being should be willed $4 million and just say, yeah, no, I'm good. But he has all these side projects with LeBron James. He has Space Jam. LeBron has these reality shows. Who's to say they're not going to just have a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge deal of, okay, hey, I'll pay you $2 million.
Sure.
Come on my reality show.
Absolutely.
But that just doesn't feel right. That's not in the spirit of competition to just kind of bend the rules like that in your favor.
I don't get it. I agree with you totally. Where Anthony Davis said, yeah, well, I'll forego that. I want to have a strong team here. Sure, you can forego it because somebody on the side is telling you, yeah, I got that. Don't worry, I'm going to pick up that amount of money. It may be LeBron, you're right, saying, don't worry about that. And it's not going to be cap money because nobody can tell me that I can't give you this amount of money on the side for a, you know, a this kind of deal or that kind of deal. What did it for me with Anthony Davis was the that's all folks shirt and things like that. You didn't have to do things like that.
So 90 seconds, I'm going to put you on the spot. Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, do they both stay with the Warriors?
Klay Thompson does. I really thought, and you know this because I said it here on air, that I thought Durant was, but he did some things this week that lead me to believe that he's a little bit more open-minded about, not open-minded, but thinking about getting out of Dodge. So I say Klay does, and Durant doesn't, but I don't say that with any conviction whatsoever.
One more minute to go, so really quickly, all this talk during the season of the Knicks getting two guys, do the Knicks get anybody?
Yes, but not to the point of making them any better. They have to. I mean, the NBA, this is New York. This is the Knicks, man. They have to do something because that's an implosion happening there.
The Knicks had it in the bank. We're getting Zion. We're getting Durant. We're getting Kyrie. They may not get any of them.
They have to get somebody.
We want to thank all of our coaches for joining us, Chris Dugas, Ryan Fournier, Dave Constant, Mike Barber. We also want to thank Cassidy Barrios for her time, and thanks to you at home for listening. It's been the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute right here on ESPN 100.3, your flagship for the New Orleans Pelicans.
I'm Brett Chesson, a certified athletic trainer and manager of Terrebonne General's Community Sports Institute. Did you know that TGMC provides certified athletic trainers to high schools in Terrebonne Parish free of charge? The partnership between TGMC and all 7 high schools in Terrebonne Parish allows student athletes to receive education, prevention, and care measures at school during practices and games. It's just another way that we're caring for our community. TGMC Community Sports Institute. Just look for the neon yellow. For more information, go to TGMC.com.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
You have a pest control problem? Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies has an experienced staff that can guide you with the products to use yourself for your home or business. They carry a full line of professional products for termites, mosquitoes, ants, wasps, fleas, bed bugs, mice and rats, or any other pest control needs you may have. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies. Call 985-475-3314. That's Roundtree's Pest Control and Supplies.
As a recipient of a prize from Coastal Broadcasting of La Rose, Incorporated, also known as KLRZ 100.3 FM ESPN New Orleans, you are responsible for applicable taxes and our licensing fees. We're not responsible if a prize is damaged or breaks, an event is canceled, or business closes. When mailing prizes, our station is not responsible for prizes that are damaged or lost. One winner per household for 30 days. Winner must have a picture ID and must pick up the prize within 30 days. You can pick up most prizes at our studio office, 11603 Highway 308, La Rose. Thank you for listening.